Das kann sagen, dass ich nicht mehr sagen, wenn ich mich nicht mehr sagen kann. Sagt die Gemara, if someone's Messiah das, for even a moment, from guarding things that he's keeping in a state of Tahara, we consider them as Tomei. Rabbi Yonis ben Elazar said, if someone's cape fell off and he asked his friend to pick it up and give it to him, it's considered to be Tomei, he's considered to have been Messiah das. Rabbi Yonis ben Amram said, if one meant to take his weekday clothes and mistakenly took out his Shabbos clothes and put them on, they're considered to be Tomei. Same thing as Messiah das. We'll see what that means soon. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik said, it once happened that two women who were chaveros, they mean they were very careful regarding Tumah, mistakenly exchanged clothing in the bathhouse, and Rabbi Kiva said that the clothing was considered to be Tomei. Rabbi Shai asked, do you mean to say that if one intended to take wheat bread from a basket and mistakenly took barley bread, that the bread would become Tomei, which would seem to be the result based on these last two statements? And that can't be right, because the Brisa says that if someone guards a barrel thinking it's full of wine, ultimately finds out it was full of oil, we do not consider it to be Tomei. Mar says, do you mean to say that it doesn't become Tomei? The end of that mission says that the person may not eat the oil. If it doesn't become Tomei, then why can't it be eaten? Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, the mission is discussing where the person watched it to prevent it from becoming Tomei, which is a state in which it can give off further tumah, but they didn't watch it to prevent it from becoming pasul, which is a state in which it itself becomes tumah, but can't pass along tumah anymore to anything else. That's the reason it may not be eaten. And we find this concept in a braisa that a person will at times guard something from becoming tumah, but not from becoming pasul. But a second question, also we have two stories where a woman told Rabbi Shmuel, different women told Rabbi Shmuel that she had made a beged, without any opportunities for it to become Tomei, but without any intention to keep them tar. In each case, Rabbi Shmuel questioned them, and they ultimately realized that the begadim had to become Tomei. Rabbi Shmuel said, we see that the Chachamim were very correct that when they required that one must intend to guard something from Tumah in order for it to be considered tar. Based on this, why in the three halachas stated above are the items Tomei, even though there was a mistake regarding what the item being watched was, or even though someone else picked up the cape, since the item was being watched the entire time it should remain tar? Now we can understand why in the case of Elazar Tzadik the clothing is Tomei, because we can say that when each one realized that they had someone else's clothing, they assumed that the other person must be someone who was not careful with Tumah, and they therefore did not pay any attention to make sure that the clothing remains tar. We can also understand the case of Rabbi and Amram, because people usually keep their Shabbos clothing to a higher degree of Tyre, and therefore a weekday use will make such clothing to become treated as Tomei. However, why is the cape in the case of Rabbi Yonis ben Elazar Tomei just because someone else watched it for him after it fell? Rabbi Yechanan said, we have a chazaka that a person doesn't watch something that doesn't belong to him to prevent it from becoming Tomei. And even the person to who it belongs, when it's in someone else's hand, it's too easy for it to become Tomei over there. He doesn't know that person to trust him in that way, and it's so easily become Tomei that he also does not really have in mind to guard it in Tumah while it's in someone else's hand. For that, the Gemara Brisa says that if an employer gives his workers tar items to carry for him, even if he's far away from them, they remain tar. If, however, he tells them to travel somewhere with the items that he'll join them at a later time, they become Tomei as soon as he disappears from sight. Now, according to Rabbi Yechon, they should become Tomei in the first case as well. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka said, the first case is where he made his workers go to the mikvah so that he knows that they are Tahar. If that's the case of the Mishnah, then why are the items Tomei in the second case? The Mishnah says, because they allow other people to touch the items, these workers, and the other people may be Tomei. But in the first case, they're afraid that their boss will see them do this, and therefore they won't allow other people to touch the items. In the second case, they don't have that fear, because he told them, go ahead, I'll eventually catch up to you. And that's why the items are considered to be Tomei. Hadnalach Perek Ein Darshan. Perek Choymer Bakoidesh, Perek Shlishi. Zok the Mishnah B'siyata D'shmai, the following is a list of ways in which Kodesh is treated more stringently than Truma. One may toivel a smaller keli within a larger keli for Truma purposes, but not for Kodesh. The outside of a keli and the tzavito, we'll see what that means in the Gemara, are considered as separate kelim for purposes of Truma, but not for Kodesh. One who is carrying a medrash may also carry Truma, but not Kodesh. The garments of people who eat Truma are considered to be Tomei medrash for those who eat Kodesh. When toiveling a garment, even loosely tied knots are considered to be a chatzitza for purposes of Kodesh, but not for Truma. A keli that was completed while tar must still be toiveled before being used for Kodesh, but not for Truma. A keli is considered to combine all the Kodesh that is within it as one, which would not be the case for Truma. Kodesh has a level of Revi for Tumah, whereas Truma only has a level of Shlishi. With regard to Truma, if one hand of a person became Tomei, the other is still considered to be Tar. Whereas regarding Kodesh, if one hand becomes Tomei, both hands need Tefillah, because one hand makes the other Tomei for Kodesh, but not for Truma. One may eat dry Truma foods with Tomei hands, but may not do so with dry Kodesh foods. Also, an Oinon and a Mechusa Kippurim, someone who was Tomei, went to the mikveh, had a higher Shemesh, and now just has to bring a carbon to complete his Tahara process, must go to the mikveh before eating Kodesh, but need not do so before eating Truma.